I'm here with Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
So this is your second SUNY show in a row?
Is it? I don't remember. I don't know. It's kind of a blur to me. Yes.
Okay. So I saw on your website that you have a crush on Rachel Maddow. Do you still have a crush on her?
Oh, of course. Forever. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I love her. She's like my dream girl. I love those smart chicks.
Yeah.
They drive me crazy.
So, now I do a stand-up comedy radio show at the radio station.
Really? Tell me a joke.
A joke?
Yeah.
What do you call a bear's mom and dad?
What?
Barents.
Okay.
You didn't say tell a good joke. So, now, who are some comedians that you like?
Comedians that I like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I find comedians mostly to be pretty miserable, mean-spirited people. It's like... They always seem to be pretty dark. There's a guy on Jon Stewart who does he does a funny bit every once in a while. He does kind of a funny political bit. I like so.
Lewis Black.
Yeah. Lewis Black. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's really funny. Now do people screw up spelling your name a lot?
Yes. It's not my fault. It's the way it was spelled. It's how they gave it to me.
Would you ever consider changing it just to Stefan? Now, would you ever consider the whole band wearing disguises and then touring as a cover band of Third Eye Blind?
No, I wouldn't consider that either, no.
No. Okay. Do you have any weird things on your contract, Ryder?
I don't think so. Not really. I mean, I guess kombucha is weird to some people because it's fermented like mushroom juice or something, but I find it healthy and delicious. It's not weird to me.
I didn't know if there's any like I interviewed a comedian once, and his rider was if a midget comes late to the show, he has to sit in the front row. So nothing like that.
We put a puppy on the rider, but nobody ever seems to bring one.
Oh man! So what did you think of Jim Carrey's cover of Jumper in Yes Man?
I never heard it, and I never saw the movie.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're not even interested in...
No.
Okay.
But he seems like a perfectly nice person.
Now, have you guys ever done a cover yourself?
Yeah, we've covered... We covered Train in Vain by The Clash, and we covered... sometimes we play some Led Zeppelin. We play Led Zeppelin of all kinds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What else do we do?
Any ironic covers?
Yeah, we used to do like some Ice Cube. We used to do Today Was a Good Day. That's what I can think of, yeah. Heroin by Lou Reed. Yeah,
okay.
Velvet Underground, yeah.
Now, I guess the complete opposite. Have you ever improvised a song on stage?
Improvised in what sense?
Just like come up with the music and then just make up lyrics as you go?
Not on stage, but that's pretty much what I do in rehearsal all the time.
Oh, okay. So, now what kind of music are you listening to now?
I'm listening to a lot of, like, DJ stuff. I kind of love, like big, pulsing, one-note, gay techno. It's really awesome. that stuff's exciting.
Who are some of your favorite artists? In the gay techno field.
Oh, I don't know. I just get put on like Electric Area on like Sirius and like, you know, go to the set, you know, do 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 woo kind of, I don't know. It's fun. I like the I'm liking Deadmau5. I like Mike Snow's record. I kind of liked Arcade Fire's new album, although it grew on me and then it faded on me, but I do like it. Yeah, it's a plus list.
I guess for the final question, just want to know, how is Ursa Minor coming along?
Well, we're going to change it. We're not going to call it Ursa Minor. I believe it's going to have a new title, which will be announced soon, because we're really a new band now, so I want to make a break from that. And we wrote all new songs, and that album's coming along great.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much for speaking with me.